and here's our
awesome. On 91.1, it's 7:37 with the Hot Breakfast.
Apple for the Teacher nominations are open right now thanks to Sea Life Mooloolaba. More creatures to see than ever before. And make sure you jump on there, hot91.com.au, to register your favourite teacher.
So I'm really excited about this chat, Sam. It's Natalie Bassingthwaite, whose name is very hard to say, so we ought to say Nat Bass, and she's chatting to us live from a garage somewhere. She can't seem to find her way out. Good morning, Nat.
Morning.
Are you okay, firstly?
I'm not sure. Like, seriously, I'm at the gate, and there's no, like, buzzer.
Okay.
It's not opening.
Do you have oxygen? Can you breathe?
I can breathe.
Good. Okay. That's a good start. Well, look, just stay calm.
Yep.
I'm sure there's a security camera in a corner somewhere and they're watching you having a good giggle and someone's going to come and rescue you in a second.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
But
let's kick it off first. I mean, obviously you're a proud mum to Hendrix and Harper these days and you are the new ambassador for Reading Eggs.
Yeah, I am. So excited.
So my daughter is a huge fan and an active participant within Reading Eggs, but talk us through it. If nobody knows, what is Reading Eggs all about?
Yeah, okay, cool. So it's an online literacy program. So it's basically to help our kids be school ready and basically teach them how to read. But it's a really fun, interactive, there's games, activities, there's a reward system as well, which is great for my daughter because she's really competitive. She loves that part. And my son just really engages because obviously he's 3 and she's 6. He just really loves, there's great characters and you can tell that, you know, he's learning to sight read like letters. So he's obviously not reading, but he's listening to the sounds and it's just a really great program. And I really want my kids to love reading just as much as I love reading. And it's just a great program to get them to do that.
Well, that was my next question. Are you a big reader and what are you reading at the moment yourself, Nat?
I'm reading, yes, I am a big reader, Arianna Huffington.
Right. Oh, she's a legend, that woman.
That's right, yeah. I'm like a bit delirious. I'm in this car park.
It's okay. Just remember, keep breathing. In through your nose.
I'm still here.
Maybe we can actually
saved me yet.
Maybe we can actually try and get the attention of someone on that CCTV by singing for them. What do you reckon?
Yeah, okay.
Because I know that I know that Road Traders, it's been a long time between drinks, but you guys are getting back together, of course. You and your husband Cameron, he's on the drums and you're up front.
Yeah.
But we thought it's been a while, so can we like do some practice of your old hits?
Sure.
So I've got some here, so let's kick it off with this one.
I can't contain it anymore.
Surprise! That's so
funny. What about this one?
Baby, baby, baby. You are my voodoo child, my voodoo child.
Yeah, your timing's terrible there. You're completely out.
Nat, but this is so exciting. Are you excited to get back on stage and be writing songs again?
Yeah, look, it's been really fun. We realised last year that it was the 10th anniversary of when Voodoo Child came out and it was a bit of a shock to the system, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all a bit older.
But as Pacey said, you and Cameron, you are an adorable couple. You seem to be across everything. You've got your own fashion label now with Cheeky. You're the ambassador for a literacy program. You've got all these things going on and yet you're still rock stars. What do you and Cameron do to keep your life so normal?
Oh, my God. The thing is, it just is normal. You know, we've got 2 kids. We've got businesses. We work. We're just normal folk.
You get stuck in garages.
I'm stuck in a garage and no one's saving me.
I don't really
know what to do or how, when I'm going to get out.
Okay, well, Nat Bass, we're chatting to her. I think we might just stay on the phone there in case. Just see.
A bit worried, Nat.
She gets out or not.
All right, we can talk you through this. All right, just imagine we're RACQ.
How do I get out?
All right, Nat, so just...
I'm actually in a garage, but how do I...
Are you in a car in the garage or are you just walking through the garage?
I'm in the car.
Okay, we're going to keep Nat on the line and see if we can't help her out. 7:41 on 91.1.